Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to RIM Radio. This is Yusra Larjoun behind a microphone, live from our studios in Rabat. Joining me today on this newscast is Maryam Benaissa on the coverage for the headlines. His Majesty the King chairs Council of Ministers. Government Council follows presentation on financial bills preparation and examines draft legal text and international conventions. Alert bulletin, strong gusts of wind and dust on Sunday in several provinces of the kingdom. Olympic Games qualifiers, Moroccan women's team to face Namibia. An internationally 2,000-year-old tomb discovered in southern China. Starting off this newscast on national soil, His Majesty King Mohammed VI may God assist him chaired on Thursday at the Royal Palace in Rabat, a council of ministers devoted to examining the general guidelines of the 2024 finance bill and approving a bill and a draft decree relating to the military field, three international conventions and a number of appointments to high office, says a press release from the Royal Palace spokesman Abdelhaq Al-Mrini. The Council of Government meeting on Thursday under the chairmanship of the head of government, Aziza Khannouch, followed a presentation on the preparation of the finance bill for the 2024 financial year and examined draft legal texts and international conventions prior to their presentation to the Council of Ministers. Maryam Benaissa with the details.
The Council of Government's meeting began with a presentation by the Minister of the Economy and Finance, Nadia Fateh, on preparatory measures for the 2024 finance bill, according to a press release from the Ministry of Relations with Parliament government spokesperson. The board was then informed of Draft Decree No. 223-899, amending Decree No. 2-193 on the implementation of the provisions of Law No. 33-97 on Words of the Nation, presented by the Minister Delegate to the Head of Government in charge of National Defense Administration, Abdeltif Loudiyi. The Council also took note of the Civil Law Convention on Corruption, adopted in Strasbourg on November 4, 1999, and of Draft Law No. 2023 approving the said convention, presented by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates, Nasser Bourita. Then the Government Council was briefed on the Criminal Law Convention on Corruption, adopted in Strasbourg on January 27, 1999, and on Draft Law No. 2023, approving the said convention, presented by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation, and Moroccan expatriates, Nasser Bourita.
Speaking at a panel on the theme How to Mobilize Financing for Rail Infrastructure, part of the International Forum on Financing Rail Projects in Africa, held from October 19 to 21st in Diam Nayado, 30 kilometers from Dakar, Mr. Khlia, representative of Morocco during his 3 days event, Director General of the Moroccan National Railways Office, ONCF, Vice President of the International Union of Railways, UIC, and President of the UIC Africa region, felt that given the success of the Al Borak TGV line, linking the economic capital of the Kingdom of Morocco and the city of Tangier, the choice of Morocco to organize the 2030 World Cup jointly with Spain and Portugal represents a challenge to continue the successful experience of this line to the city of Marrakech or even Agadir. In this respect, he recalled that the Al Borak line, which is adapted to Moroccan reality, is the culmination of an ambitious royal vision aimed in particular at promoting the national economy by linking the port of Tangier Med to the national rail network and facilitating mobility, and explained that the Al Borak train line, completed in 2018, has brought about a radical transformation of the Moroccan rail system. Strong wind gusts with dust layers are expected in several of the kingdom's provinces on Sunday, the Directorate General of Meteorology, DGM, announced on Friday. Strong gusts of wind with dust blowing from 80 to 100 kilometers per hour are expected on Sunday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the provinces of Essaouira, Esfi, El Jadida, Sidi Ben Nour, Chichawa, El Haouz, and El Youssoufia, the DGM said in an orange vigilance weather alert. The same phenomenon from 75 to 90 kilometers per hour is also forecast on Sunday from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the provinces of Nouassar, Mohamedia, Ben Slimane, Midyouna, Casablanca, Barshid, Fqih Ben Saleh, Rib, Gastat, Marrakesh, Rhamna, Qlaat Saraghna, Skhira, Tmara, Khmisat, Rabat, Salih, Qnitra, continues the same source. These strong gusts of wind and dust from 80 to 100 km per hour will affect the provinces of Mjikfni, Daqtetouan, Al Hoceima, Lairish, Fshawan, Fahsanjra, Wazan, Tangier, Asila, Sidi Sliman, and Sidi Qassem from 4 p.m. to midnight on Sunday, it adds. Talking economy and finance, the Moroccan Treasury and External Finance Department, DTFE, under the Ministry of Economy and Finance on Thursday, launched three cash surplus investment operations for a total of 30.9 billion dirhams. The first was a repo investment at a rate of 3.02% for an amount of 30 billion dirhams subscribed over 7 days. The second was also a repo investment at a rate of 2.51% for an amount of 700 million dirhams subscribed over 1 day, and a third unsecured investment of 200 million dirhams was subscribed over 1 day at a rate of 3%. Unique concept launched in France in 2006 by tourism and e-tourism professionals. Voyage Privé, the leading French website for private travel sales, has recently awarded the Best Destination Award to the Moroccan National Tourism Office, ONMT. Quote unquote, Morocco has been one of the best-selling destinations since the beginnings of Voyage Privé, and thanks to a media collaboration of more than 10 years with ONMT, the tour operator is proud of all the results achieved in recent years, ONMT said in a press release. Arrivals at the end of September 2023 stood at 3,762,410 French tourists, an increase of 38% compared to the same period of 2022, and 12% compared to 2019, the reference year, the same source noted. Internationally, a large tomb more than 2,000 years old has been unearthed in a southern Chinese province, the Guangzhou Institute of Cultural Relics and Archaeology, reported on Friday. More details with Mariam Benisa.
Built on the crest of a hill at the Hu Guiding Link site in Guangzhou, their recently discovered tomb, which contains relics dating back to the Western Han Dynasty, was surrounded by an 18.6-meter-long trench and contained a wooden coffin placed on gravel. Archaeologists believe that the characteristics of the tomb and the funerary objects it contains bear similarities to those of ancient nobles, as its construction style is similar to that of royal mausoleum in the eastern Chinese city of Shaoxing. According to the institute, this discovery could contribute to the study of the development and spread of Yu culture from the Lake Taihu region through the Pearl River Delta and into northern Vietnam.
Thank you, Miriam. Concluding in sports as always, the Moroccan women's football team will face Namibia on October 26th and 31st in the second round of African qualifiers for the 2024 Olympic Games. The Atlas Lionesses will face Namibia on October 26th at the Grand Stadium of Marrakesh in the first leg and on October 31st at the Crown Prince Murad Hassan Sports Complex in the second leg game. To prepare for these two games, the coach of the women's national team, Jorge Vinda Rodriguez, scheduled a closed-door training session at the Mohammed VI Football Complex in Saleh from October 23rd to October 31st.